USA Radio News.
The White House blamed the Iranian president for inciting a war of words with President Donald Trump, who warned that verbal threats could escalate a military conflict with the United States. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was on Fox News explaining our position with Iran.
The president's been clear from the beginning, since the first day he took office and even before, that nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about.
Police in Toronto, Canada are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for a man who walked down a busy street and fired in the restaurants and cafes, shooting and killing 14 people. This eyewitness describes the scene.
I heard at least 20 shots in intervals. You know, clip being spent, reloading, clip being spent. I saw at least 4 people shot here by the fountain.
The attacker did die after exchanging gunfire with police. So far, all police have said is that he was a 29-year-old male. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Although the price of gasoline is up over 55 cents a gallon from last year at this time, motorists saw a decrease this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is the lowest it's been in several months.
Well, it was a good week for motorists. The national average fell 4.5 cents per gallon from 288 down to about 283. We're staring at the lowest average that we've seen nationally since the beginning of May.
Hawaii still has the highest price at 375 a gallon, followed by California at 361. Then it was Alaska at 337. I'm John Clemens.
A new study by RentTop.com has named Chicago as the rat capital of America, with a total of just over 50,000 rat complaints in 2017. The study compared complaints from Boston, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and found that Chicago topped the list with just over 1,800 complaints per 100,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Mechanical inspector Stephen Paul said he warned the company operating the now capsized duck boat in Missouri about massive design flaws and safety issues about a year before the accident happened on Thursday that killed 17 people and injured others. Paul shares one of the boat's major design flaws.
There's water coming up into the exhaust, and what's going to happen is the engine's going to seize up from having water in it, and then no propulsion, the boat's not going to move.
Paul, who served in the Army 6 years as a diesel mechanic, was hired by Ripley Entertainment to inspect 24 duck boats last year. Paul says he hopes at least there is something good that can come from this tragedy.
If anything good can come from this accident, it would be the two agencies, the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Coast Guard, come together and create some sort of standard for amphibious vehicles.
Just by a nose, there's a new number one at the box office. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us who did and didn't make it to the top spot.
The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. Coming in at number 3, Hotel Transylvania 3. Number 4, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Number 5 is The Incredibles 2, and number 6, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.